This is Chatham House, and in this audio boo, we're bringing you extra material we gathered while producing our special coverage of the 10 years since 9/11. A senior research fellow on our Asia programme, Dr. Gareth Price, told us about the leadership of Afghanistan before the 11th of September 2001.
There clearly were splits within the Taliban. There were people that, if you like, modernisers, using that word, it was quotation marks. But the more puritanical elements were clearly dominating. At the same time, there was no interest in economic management. That wasn't the point. The point of the Taliban was to create this pure society, whatever that meant. It wasn't to look after people's livelihoods. And so, the combination, it's very hard to imagine that a regime that's only interested in, dress code and, social ways of conduct is going to survive over a long period. And because they offered very little that was constructive in that period. I mean, everything was about banning things. So edicts came in month after month of A, banning popular pastimes, and also introducing more and more draconian sentences for criminals, which again were pretty loosely defined.
With a popular rejection of social edicts and economic freefall, you could say the writing was on the wall.
So the economy is in chaos, and the leadership of the government decides, that the main policy priority is to blow up statues of Buddha at Bamyan. So that kind of leadership, it's very hard to see how that could survive in any sense. It's not a sustainable system of government, put it that way.
And they weren't all of one mind.
There were lots of mixed messages. I mean, you'd have rumours from time to time that elements within the Taliban would consider exiling Osama bin Laden, not necessarily to give him to the United States, but certainly the idea of exiling him to another Muslim country was occasionally mooted. You'd also seen in 2001 the Taliban cracking down on opium production, which after 9/11 became sort of justified as, this was something the Taliban did because it controlled opium, for the opium trade, and had stockpiles of it. But at the time, that wasn't how it was seen. It was seen as something that was more genuine. There clearly were people within Afghanistan holding stockpiles, and there was still some opium grown, though most of that was in the Northern Alliance-held areas before 9/11. And so this crackdown there were two logics to the crackdown on opium production. One was that the United Nations Drug Control Organization had been warning the Taliban of growing levels of addiction within Afghanistan, but it was also done with a view to getting international recognition for the Taliban, which at that point was only recognized by three countries, Saudi Arabia, the UAE, and Pakistan.
On the 7th of September, Al-Qaeda killed the leader of the Northern Alliance.
So with the Northern Alliance thrown into disarray, at least temporarily, given that Al-Qaeda was as aware that the major terrorist attack was going to lead to US retaliation within Afghanistan, putting the main opposition to the Taliban into disarray just 2 days before made a lot of sense.
You can hear much more from Gareth and other Chatham House people in our feature podcast on the 10th anniversary of 9/11. It's linked from chathamhouse.org.